Hey there, and welcome to another episode of Let's Come Together with a Sex Doc. Today, I want to talk about consensual non-monogamy. This is where partners have decided together to allow and to be honest about having more than one sexual relationship at the same time. Consensus and honesty are the two most important elements of consensual non-monogamy. And I want to explain that to you a lot more. We live in a society where monogamy is the norm, but monogamy is not for everyone. I've said that many, many times before. If you know me, if you've been a client of mine or a friend, you will know that I've continuously said monogamy isn't for everyone, even though it is the norm in the society in which we live. However, in recent years, this perspective on non-monogamous relationship really has begun to shift. And what we're finding is more and more couples, more and more people in relationships are embracing the concept of consensual non-monogamy. I'm going to say this a few times. So if you hear me refer to it as CNM, that's what that means. So a lot of people, couples and people in relationships are really kind of seeing this and as an alternative to a traditional monogamous relationship. And by monogamous relationship, what I'm saying in this is people who exclusively have decided that they're only going to be in relationships with each other and no one else. That means no other external partner. Consensual non-monogamy relationships are those in which all the partners involved have agreed that having a romantic and or sexual relationship with others with other people are acceptable. So this is an agreement that you and your partner or partners have decided is okay. This shouldn't be confused with non-consensual non-monogamy, which occurs when individuals commit infidelity or they cheat or they have outside affairs without this being an agreement with their monogamous partner. So it's consensual non-monogamy is very different from someone cheating or someone stepping outside of their relationship. And the main difference is it's consensual, it's agreed upon, and everyone knows what's involved. When we accept that monogamy as the default in our society and that's the only option for relationships, we then assume that they're so fragile that even a single encounter with someone else can destroy them. And that's really a huge point for us in our society, even in dating. It's we become so attached to that individual that we begin to believe that anything outside of ourselves, outside of each other, is going to ruin the relationship. And it's, you know, if the relationship is in that fragile state, then obviously there's going to be a lot of anxiety around it. There's going to be a lot of worry, a lot of fear, lots of issues around communication, around honesty, trust. That gets broken as well. We eliminate the possibility of learning from various other partners about our needs and our desires. So by being in a monogamous relationship, you're then saying that the person you're with is the only person that can provide you with all the things that you need in order to feel satisfied. You know, and when you're in a relationships that's consensual non-monogamy, then you're allowing that to be more open. You're allowing different partners to be able to provide your needs and desires, and likewise you providing someone else's needs and desires. In that also, we may cut off opportunities for meaningful discussions with our partners about challenging experiences that all relationship face, such as jealousy, different levels of commitment, fear that the other person might leave, you know. And I talked about this, I think in one of my other podcasts about the 5 C's of a relationship. Commitment is one of those. And without those 5 C's, then it's very, very difficult to maintain a healthy relationship. So what is C and M? You know, what does that really mean? I know you're probably scrambling in your Google trying to figure out what I'm talking about. But it's often called being in an open relationship. That's one way people describe it a lot. But it can take various forms, including polyamory, being, you know, monogamish-ish. It could include swinging, obviously open relationship, as I said before. But there are two main types I want to talk to you about. The first type is polyamory, and that's where one or both people in a relationship, in a traditional monogamous relationship, would be loving more than one person simultaneously, including sex. So that's where you are in love with or in relationships with more than one person at the same time. And then the other main type of consensual non-monogamy is expanded monogamy. And this is where married couples or couples who are in a committed relationship will expand their sex lives. So that could include swinging, for example, where you have a married couple and they go out and they have encounters with other either couples or other individuals, or it could be a couple that brings in a third party for different various reasons at different points in their relationship. That would be extended monogamy, and that would be very different from polyamory. So, you know, I'm the research guy. I've been doing research for a really long time. So there's a research that was done in two national studies. And this one was done in 2017, so it was a few years ago now. But one of the big questions was asking participants if they've ever had an agreed upon sexually non-exclusive relationship. And that was an intentionally broad definition of what consensual non-monogamy is. So in this study, the researchers found that 21.9%, so almost 30% of the people in the first study, and almost 22% of the people in the second study, had engaged in some form of consensual non-monogamy at some point during their lives, at some point during some relationship that they had. People who identified as lesbian, gay, bisexuals were more likely to have more experience with CNM, and those who identify as being bisexual had significantly higher levels. So bisexual people seem to have more encounters of agreed consensual non-monogamy. So yeah, that was just a study that I looked at, and I thought this was quite interesting. But it's also very important to know, as I'm saying that a person's relationship style, their sexual orientation, their sexual expression or desires does not limit how much they may or may not be involved in a consensual non-monogamous relationship. So people of any gender, male, females, people who are, you know, transgendered, or people who don't identify with any form of gender identity, someone who's asexual, for example, could also be in a consensual non-monogamous relationship for a multitude of reasons. So that's definitely something that you will see across the board, no matter who the person is or how they identify. They could all still be considered to be in a CNM relationship. So many people who participate in consensual non-monogamy believe that this kind of relationship promotes honesty It promotes open communication and it prevents infidelity from ruining their relationships. So when I talk to clients or friends or associates who are involved in consensual non-monogamous relationship, they find it more relaxing and more rewarding in a way because they don't feel that pressure of having to be the only one who is taking care of their partner's needs. They don't feel like, oh, if my partner's out, I wonder if he's cheating. I wonder if he's, you know, having an affair. I wonder if he's out doing something that he's not supposed to do, because you already have that agreement. You've already agreed that you both don't need to just be with one person. You've agreed that there is a relationship. There are boundaries within that relationship. There is rules and guidelines and respect. And that includes you enjoying sexual or romantic time with other people. So they find it incredibly sort of like fulfilling and incredibly freeing. And in fact, people who are in consensual non-monogamous relationships are more likely to use protection and not engage in drinking, substance use, and drugs, than people who actually engage in non-consensual, non-monogamous relationship or infidelity. So when we look at the research, we're finding that people who've agreed to have multiple partners are more likely to take less risk. And are more likely to feel more confident about their sexual experiences, as opposed to those who are kind of sneaking behind, they're cheating, they're being, you know, kind of hidden with their sexuality and their need for more than one individual in their relationship. So yes, as a counselor, I'm always inclined to help my clients to decide whether considering being in a consensual non-monogamous relationship would actually help or harm their current relationship. So I see a lot of couples who experience infidelity and they just can't understand why. And they're both doing it. They're both having, you know, relationships outside of their committed relationship. And one of my jobs in that is to help them to kind of really think about this idea that maybe consensual non-monogamy might be for them, and help them through that and guiding them. And one of the ways I help them is for couples for people who are involved in CNM relationships is to help them to negotiate what rules and boundaries they might consider. So what are important boundaries for them within that context of the relationships? So some of the rules can be about frequency, it can be about the types of sexual acts, the location, maybe even the types of people. And those things would be really good for couples or individuals to consider. I keep saying couples, but you know, that could be sort of like a main couple who then wants to expand their monogamy as opposed to someone who's in a polyamorous relationship. So, you know, I always try to think about to let people know there is no one right way to be in a CNM relationship. There's no one right way. You can create the rules as you go along. The rules are there for you to make, to change, to adjust, to, you know, maneuver, or to just get rid of if that's what you feel. So the most important thing about being in a consensual non-monogamous relationship is consensus and honesty. Those are the two most important things. And also be knowledgeable about the kind of relationship that you're in and about the structure that you're willing to engage in. And those are really important as well. Some of the questions that I use to guide open relationship about rule setting is, you know, thinking for people to think about, can you have relationships with others or can you just have flings? Do you want to bring other people into your sexual or romantic settings, or do you want to do that outside of your sexual or romantic session? Do you want to know about each other's liaisons? Do you want your partner to tell you about the people they're having sex with and how they're having it? And, you know, do you want those sorts of details? If so, and if you do, what and how and when will you disclose that to each other? So you're going to tell each other once a month? Are you going to tell each other every day as soon as it's done? Are you going to, you know, FaceTime and say, oh, look who I just met up with, you know? It's one of those things that the rules have to be very clear. And not that they have to be strict, but you have to know what the rules are in order so you can know what the boundaries are, and both people can be on the same page, or all people can be on the same page. So all that's involved. You know, you might want to think about what the rules around safer sex. You know, if we're using condoms, does that mean that you use condoms with everyone? You know, if you're on birth control, does that mean you use it with everyone? Or, you know, so those kinds of things are really important. And the types of questions typically revolve around individual concerns, their needs, and their desires. So say, for example, someone who identifies as bisexual, for example, they might have a male partner, take, for example, a female. She's bisexual, she has a main partner, she has a husband that they live together, but because she's bisexual and because she's in a consensual non-monogamous relationship, the rule might be that she can have sex with as many women as she wants, but she can't have sex with men. And that might be something that her and her husband agree on. It's like, you know, I know you're bisexual, you have me as the male in your life. If you'd like to have a female partner or multiple female partners, you can do that. So those are some of the rules that would be, you know, centered around your needs and your desires. And that's different for every relationship. So there's no one size that fits all with this. What I've noticed is that people who engage in consensual non-monogamous relationship usually have their rules written out before opening their relationship. And I was reading this thing on Facebook a couple of days ago where someone was saying, you know, do you think it's smart to have therapy at the beginning of your relationship? And I say absolutely yes, it's very smart. One of the reasons for that is exactly this that we're talking about right now, consensual non-monogamous relationships. That might be really helpful for you to agree on going into the relationship. So if you're not talking about consensual non-monogamy and someone's, you know, has an extremely high or expansive sex drive, and you're there thinking that you're the only one that's going to be able to, you know, take care of all their needs, you haven't had any discussions, you're going to find months into that relationship, oh, he cheated, he saw someone else, he was having sex with so-and-so. And this all could be avoided if you had some kind of support at the beginning where you're talking about and agreeing to consensual non-monogamy. And again, it's not for everyone. And those rules don't have to be written in stones, you know. They may just help to prevent any misunderstandings or any hurt feelings. And the rules can always be changed as long as it's mutually being agreed as the relationship grows. So I definitely want you to think about it. You know, relationships, there's so many different types of relationships now. There is obviously traditional monogamous relationship that's shifting. We live in a world where sex is so accessible by everyone. If you have a mobile phone, you can access sex or individuals for all different sorts of needs. So that's definitely something you can should consider. And just like any other romantic and or sexual relationships, consensual non-monogamy relationships will have their challenges. Absolutely. It's, you know, it's another form of relationship. Many of these are related to sort of like lack of communication or even improper communication, lack of openness, lack of honesty, jealousy issues, and so on and so on and so on. And what I found is through some of my research with individuals who self-identified as practicing CNM, found that healthcare providers will often demonstrate a lack of awareness regarding CNM practices and sometimes will react with microaggressions or, you know, or just kind of being off-putted by someone coming in to say, oh, I have three girlfriends, or I have three boyfriends, or I have three girlfriends and three boyfriends. So I think that's often one of the things that kind of stops people from being honest about what their relationship is, particularly those who are in a consensual non-monogamous relationship. So, and I think it's sad. I think it's really sad because, you know, I don't think that anyone should be closeted about the type of relationship they're in, and certainly not closeted about the type of sexuality that they identify with. So I think it's really, really important that all of us, at least everyone who's listening to this podcast now, be a little bit more open-minded. Not to saying that you have to agree that it's what you like, but just be open-minded to kind of appreciate that other people might like something different. And maybe you're in your inner relationship yourself and you're thinking, oh, wow, I've cheated 6 times this year. Maybe I should just talk to my partner about having a consensual non-monogamous relationship. You might think to yourself, I really like him. We really get on well together. You know, we're in a lease or we share a mortgage. I don't really want to end the relationship, but I'm not entirely happy with just having sex with one person. Maybe I want to have relationships with other people. And this is really the time where you can have a conversation with your partner or your significant other about what a consensual non-monogamous relationship might look like for both of you, or for all of you involved. You know, I think for anyone who feels that consensual non-monogamy might be for them, then that's a great, great way to actually empower yourself and to really feel that you're taking control of the type of relationship you want to be in. There's lots of people that I know who are in relationships who are not monogamous. It's unconsensual. You know, you're telling the person that you're in a monogamous relationship. One or both of you believe you're in a monogamous relationship, but the reality is you're not. You're spending time with other people. You're engaging with other people romantically. You're sending text messages and nude photos. And, you know, you're talking about meeting up with other people. And this is all part of the secret. It's all part of the mystique. When you can really just open up and have conversations with your partner, that might be so much more helpful to your relationship and to your well-being if you're able to say to that person, actually, let's expand this. Let's be open about this. And, you know, relationships where you've agreed to have consensual non-monogamy can work. I've seen it work plenty of times. But only if all parties practice communication, learn to manage jealousy if that's something that you have to deal with, and, you know, other potential relationship damaging emotions and reactions. So it's about getting in touch with your feelings, understanding what your needs are. You might have one partner who wants to have consensual non-monogamy and you have another partner who just wants monogamy. That wouldn't work. You have to both be on the same page. You have to all be on the same page. And, you know, there's always going to be challenges in every single relationship. So some of those challenges may include the same ones that's common in monogamous relationship. You know, insecurities might come into it. If you're an insecure person, being in a consensual non-monogamous relationship isn't going to help your insecurity. If you have resentment because your partner did something, or your ex-partner did something and you brought that into the new relationship, then that's not going to change having more partners. In fact, it might make those issues become bigger than they were with just one partner. And of course, any kind of poor communication is going to be a no-no for relationships, whether it's consensual non-monogamy or monogamy. So I would just say, you know, consensual non-monogamous relationship may not be for everyone, but it's a legitimate choice that can be the foundation for a really wonderful, healthy, and fulfilling relationship. So I definitely think you should consider it if it's something that might work for you. I'm always available. If you have any questions, please reach out to me. On Facebook, I'm at Therapy For You. On Instagram, I'm at Relationship and Sex Doc. And my new website will be up and running, and that's sextherapyforyou.com. I'll send out a notice on my social media once that's ready to go. But thank you so much for listening. Until next time, you've been listening to Let's Come Together with the